This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I don't know if you care that they are now making a call that Trump has won Michigan. I don't know if you care or not, because you have like a pool going for the final electoral college count. That would actually be super neat. But like, I feel like the decision already was made. So if you're still keeping up on states, I thought it would update you.
I heard some people calling for stop the count. So
oh my God.
They were like, no, we don't.
Oh my gosh. All right.
This is where the other team gets mad, and they're like, you're just supposed to run out the clock and take a knee.
Yeah, dude, what are you doing here?
Stop
it. That would be amazing. I realize you can't because of the down ballot races. But that would be amazing if Arizona's like, we're done. Like, we're not counting anymore. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Can I be real quick?
Yes.
How long will we be able to go where we can start making jokes and we all laugh together? Or are we past that now, and that it's no longer
a chance of politics?
Was there ever a time where everybody could laugh together about politics?
Like when Gerald Ford was always falling over and people were like, what's that guy doing?
Okay, all right.
Like, you know.
Other than that, it's too offensive, huh? Our identities are split like that.
I'm not kidding. I don't know if you're gonna make it back to that time, because some of the people will think your joke's really funny, other people will be like, do you know what happened to my sister or whatever? And you're like, okay, never mind.
So what you're saying then is, on this show, we should just not do it, because we don't want to get into that. Because amongst us, we can crack jokes with each other, right? We all,
yes.
And Alec, you know, we all can do that. But I don't want to lose a listener because it's something like that.
Exactly. Look, I've talked about this before. My degree in college is in political science. I care about this a lot, but this isn't my political podcast, so unless somebody directly asks me, don't feel like it's particularly relevant.
If that's the case, if you don't want jokes at either side, then we'll keep it at that. The other thing, Kevin, is why don't they make Penn stronger to not be able to break these tips of Penn's off? Because I do it too easy.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Okay. They do still have a winning record, but I wanted to go through a couple of things, and I wanted to see what you thought about this. I was reading an article in the Dallas Morning News by Brad Townsend, and one of the things he laid out at the very beginning, and I have to admit, I hadn't really thought about that. PJ Washington out tonight against the Bulls. The last I saw, Derek Lively was questionable. Keep an eye out on that. Just keep an eye out on if that turns into a bigger deal. But one of the things Townsend wrote that I was like, okay, that's fair. In hindsight, the Mavericks' early inconsistencies are unsurprising, given that Luka missed most of training camp. Klay Thompson, Najee Marshall, Quentin Grimes, and Spencer Dinwiddie are all new to the rotation this year. It's only 7 games. Do you accept that as a potential for the slower start, or do you look at it and still think effort more than situational issues they're running into?
Yeah, I think more effort.
Okay.
This is the same team that just played, I don't know, 20 playoff games together.
Yes.
You added Klay Thompson, and I get that is an adjustment. You added Najee Marshall. That's a little bit of an adjustment. But for them to, I want to super love Luka. I want to love him the way that I loved Dirk or Rolando Blackman. And I do like him a lot. But man, does he irritate me with at times his lack of effort intentionally. It's like, I get Dirk wasn't the best defender. I get at times I rooted for a team that the other team was better than. But for him to intentionally give lack of effort on a consistent basis, and you know that he's better than that.
Yeah.
It's really tough as a fan of his, as more of a fan of the Mavericks, to just be like, oh, well, let's not point to that. Let's not point to the effort given on a possession-to-possession basis. Let's point towards, well, he didn't have training camp. So what? Nobody tries in training camps anymore anyways.
Okay.
I mean, you played Milwaukee Bucks. I know they're off to a horrible start.
They are.
Yeah. I mean, Lillard and Giannis didn't play in that game here. I mean, it wasn't like they're a bad example because they're off to a horrible start. Let me go back and look at see how many minutes Phoenix was playing together. They only have one loss. Let me go look at Cleveland. I bet they weren't playing 30 minutes a night in the preseason to get ready for this 8-0 start to the season.
I just hope shots fall better. Look, you know, that's what I want Clay to be that version. I want, and he's been good, not great. And I'm not going to blame the season on him. I love having him around.
So I'm going to go to Luka specifically for that. Luka's ability to finish and shoot well has been off across the board.
Yeah, what is it?
He's shooting, think about this, between 3 and 10 feet from the basket, he's shooting 44%.
Is that good?
No.
Bad.
He's at career lows in shots from 10 to 16 feet, shooting about 39%, and 16 feet to the three-point distance. So the whole point is, like, all of the shots kind of broken down between your layup or dunk, between that and your three-pointer. 39% and then 29%. So if you're looking at mid to long range, Luka's at a career low in both. And then he added this. Take this for whatever it's worth. I know he's not, again, we talk about this all the time. I know he's not going to come out and be like, you're right, I'm probably done for. You should give up on the season. But this is what he said. It's just, I think it's rhythm. I'll get it. Don't worry. I've been feeling more and more improved every day. It was a tough back-to-back to lose. Got to go get some rest.
Okay.
And so when he says he's been feeling it more and more, you could argue that that's on a shooting stroke, or you could argue that maybe his leg is feeling better.
Yeah, I don't know. That's you making a point. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think you put out which one is it. I don't know. He doesn't like talking to the media.
Fair.
He's not going to engage at all with the media. And so he will say a comment and then you don't really get follow ups with him. I mean, when he's not going well, he'll just get really mad at Tim McMahon. You know, like, and Sayers like, all right, man. Like,
yes.
Good. I hope you do good. I'm sorry that we saw you screaming at a ref and not getting back on defense. I guess we're just going to ignore that.
And I'm not panicking and freaking out about anything. It's just that I'm not used to seeing Luka not have that touch or be able to even find it within a game where he's just like, oh, I found it early or I hadn't had it. And then I found it all of a sudden. It's kind of inconsistent right now. And I'm just not used to seeing that from Luka.
That is very fair.
Which is... Obviously, he set a hard standard to meet all the time. He's that good where his numbers are there and you're like, oh, it's always going to be this good.
So I can throw out a positive for you, but still something to keep an eye out on. There's been concerns that Klay Thompson joining the starting lineup would be a step backwards defensively. And we'll get to a little bit more of that in just a second. But Dallas thus far is 7th in defensive rating, 5th in defensive field goal percentage, and 5th in three-point percentage defensively. Jason Kidd said PJ Washington is having to carry too much of the defensive burden. Because I know something to watch out for is, I know it looks good now, but can Luka, Kyrie, and Klay work together long-term defensively? Because the early numbers say yes, but then Jason Kidd steps out and says, it's because PJ is doing all kinds of stuff. I think tonight might be an interesting game to kind of see what it looks like without him. Do you think those three can work together long-term defensively, or has it just been, oh, so far so good, but wait?
I agree with Kidd on the front of if PJ and Derek Lively are doing their jobs together.
Yes.
But whenever what we saw against Indiana is the offense couldn't keep up with its end of the bargain whenever they had to be out there defensively. And when they're out there together, you're expecting, you're hoping, you're anticipating that they're putting the ball in at an efficient rate and that that's going
to
be the thing
that not to start
overwhelms
the game.
An opponent.
That is true.
Yeah, so that's the reason I say no.
Like, I'm okay with the first 5 minutes, those three guys being out. It's not helping you at all offensively. That's the tough part. You get to 6 minutes left and you've scored 10 points through the first 6 minutes of the game. Well, now you're on a pace to only score 20 for the first quarter. Now, I know that they're doing a little bit better than that, but that's the weird thing to me. Can they survive? Yeah. If you have the best offensive unit on the court to the opposing team, and you should. If you're looking at Luka and Kyrie and Klay, and I get you're with PJ Washington and Gafford, if those are your two other starters tonight, one of them will be out. Which, like, all right, that group should score close to 20 points in the first 6 minutes of the game. And then we start making our rotations, and they don't have to all three play together a lot. But it's really weird. They are really bad together offensively. You could argue, which one is worse? Are they worse together offensively, or are they worse together defensively?
Okay, so to that point, thus far, the offense has been all kinds of mediocre in pretty much every category that you can think of. Their offensive rating, 15th. Scoring average, 17th. Assists averages, 17th. Field goal percentage, 18th, which I'm not going to lie, is actually higher than I would have guessed. They're 11th in three-point percentage, again, higher than I would have guessed, and 23rd in free throw percentage. So there's nothing right now offensively that this team is excelling at. And you were talking about the starters. I don't disagree with that at all. Another issue early on has been the bench. So going into that Pacers game, Rick Carlisle talked about the Mavericks' depth. They've actually been outscored off the bench by 42 points this season. And what concerns me even more is I know he's not just a pure scoring threat or anything like that, but you've seen heavy, heavy Derek Lively minutes off the bench that you would think would hopefully help you kind of mitigate that. But their bench has not been scoring. They outscored Indiana in that game, and that was the second game all season. The bench outscored the opposing bench. This was supposed to be, and
I still like the depth of this team.
And definitely still can be. But just early, if you're frustrated, not only the starters, but the bench has not carried its weight either.
I think they're trying to figure out who's going to be the one to kind of lead that group still. You know, like Dinwiddie, I was very happy with him driving to the basket and trying to force points.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The game against Indiana, and there were some games that he hasn't even played in. So I think they're still trying to figure out. I agree with Mike.
Yeah, Hardy's now sitting the bench and just watching basketball games.
I think the kid's just trying to figure out which potion to put together, one works, which one's function. And that comes from just more games and them looking at their numbers to go, oh, these are the efficient ones.
And once again, Kleba destroys you because he can't play basketball at an NBA level healthy. It's too physical for his body to take. He plays his butt off when he's on the court. Not taking a shot at how hard he plays. I'm not taking a shot at that he is a player you want on your team. The issue is he's never available. So as we've gone to this small ball thing, which got you back into a blowout game, and then you saw it gave up 132 points. Not just that, but you played a lot of small ball. One of the issues is the guy who you kind of want to play small ball with if you need to for 5 minutes is Maxi Kleba. He's only going to play in 50% of your games because of health.
That's true.
And then out of those 50% of the games he plays in, 25% of the games, he's not even going to be healthy. He's going to be playing through a major injury that's bugging him, and you get to the playoffs, and you're always dealing with, well, he's hurt, but he's going to try to play. And so I do think that Nico, it's only 7 games. I'm going to let this thing play out more. I do like some things I'm seeing. I'm not quitting on this team at all. I still think it has a great chance to go to the Western Conference Finals again. But I do think you have to start looking at the reliability of Maxi Kleba. And if I'm going to have a young Derek Lively who's going to miss time while he's growing into his body to try to become a man, and I do like his game, but he's still in a child's body trying to become a man, and it just takes time. He's only 20, 21 years old. I can't have Maxi Kleba as a reliable player because he's just not reliable. He's proven over a 10-year career he will not be reliable in his health. So I need to look at maybe another 6'9" to 6'10" guy that maybe isn't a center but can play kind of that small ball position that I need if I want to go in a different direction with, let's say, PJ Washington and that guy on the court where I'm going to be a different five spread out, a guy who can kind of shoot and stuff like that. We know, you know, Dwight Powell can't shoot, so he doesn't fall into that category. So I look at this team and I go, okay, it stinks that we're already seeing flaws 7 games into the season, and we're seeing, doesn't Luka, does he have 2 or 3 technicals already? Like, I mean,
I'm not positive. Wait,
I know he already has 2. He might have 3. And so, you're just like, already, dude?
Yeah.
Like, this attitude hasn't changed at all. And I just think I have to accept that he's going to be a person that I can't love. I'm just going to have to like a lot and deal with his attitude.
Yeah.
And
we're all hoping what Cooperstein said with, at least Sean and RJ, at the beginning of the season, that you will see a less complaining, more mature Luka. We were all like, yes, please, please, please.
And Corey just looked it up.
It's 3.
It's already 3 in 7 games.
No ejections.
Yeah, I know, but like, you start, what happens is you get to game 62 and you're like, all right, man, 2 more technicals and he's suspended for a game. You know, I mean, that's just who he is. He's not going to change. I don't think he's going to change the rest of his life in that. And so I look at this team. I like this team. I want to make sure people understand I do like this team. I think Kyrie has had some really great moments. He still has a really great game. He can get cold on you. That's going to happen. But if you're going to rely on defense and you're not going to have Derek Lively out there consistently because of he's still growing up body-wise, and then Maxi Kleber is going to miss half the season on you again because he's part of your defensive weaponry off the bench. Dinwiddie is a bad shooter, in my opinion, for the position he plays. But then Hardy is an undersized guy in the position that he plays. Quentin Grimes is right now not fitting in on this team. We'll see if it gets better. Those are things that Jason Kidd and Nico are going to have to see how it plays out. I think Dinwiddie, Hardy, and Grimes, who's the one guy that steps out of those three and shows that they should be a consistent guy on the team. And then the big guy rotation, if Maxi Kleber's a part of it, how can you ever rely on that dude? All it takes is a game of basketball for him to just go into the ice bath.
Unfortunately, injuries have been an issue there for sure. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, in this hour, we'll have another Cowboys-Eagles ticket giveaway coming up next. Also got NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Looking for the wheel route. Got a step.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time for NFL overreaction or reality. We also have Mike Likes It as part of the Expressway. And at some point in this super segment, we will be having a giveaway for a pair of Cowboys Eagles tickets. I almost said seats, but you get the idea. All right, overreaction or reality. This is going to be tough. I'm going to give it a shot. Jonathan Mingo will be better than Jalen Tolbert the rest of this season.
It's not a high bar to cross. It's kind of like just stepping over something on the ground.
I think
Jalen Tolbert stinks, by the way. I'll make it official.
I was going to say.
I think he had a touchdown catch. I think he stinks. I think that he will not get a second contract in the NFL.
3 touchdowns.
30 catches.
He's got more yards and more touchdowns than he had last year. But not enough.
I guess
to be,
there's improvement.
Not enough to be productive. Is,
yeah, for sure.
I mean, yeah, and that's over a 17. He had 6 games started last year. That's over a 17 game. So he will have better stats for him by the end of the year. Thank you very much, Jerry. I appreciate you chiming in on the show.
Corey, I think what will be tough is the first 4 games at least will be with a backup quarterback. I don't think Cooper Rush plays all 4 games.
The text told me yesterday that he's better than Dak.
Oh, dear.
I think Jerry creates the storyline of Trey Lance going into Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving to give us another story to talk about. So that means
I think they would wait 2 games until you're really like,
Cooper Rush is good, too. But I think for Mingo, he starts off his Cowboys career working with backup quarterbacks, which makes it very tough for him to match or go over Tolbert's numbers where he was working with Dak.
Yeah, I'm interested to see the way, and I'm going to talk a little more about this in C-Block, the way they build their identity with him and with the players that they have and what they want to look like in the future.
NFL overreaction or reality. I know we've talked about this to a certain extent in the power rankings, but I just really want to know just y'all's opinions. Overreaction or reality. The Lions are the best team in the NFL.
Yes. I mean, it's not overreaction, but it's also not reality to me. Because I still think the Chiefs are. Because they're not beaten. You can't beat them. But I love the way the Lions play football. So I don't think it's an overreaction because I think they're damn good. I also don't think it's reality because the Chiefs are unbeaten.
I think you just brought up the two teams that we're considering.
Fair.
So I think that's great. I think right now Baltimore is a very scary team, I'm sure.
If they wouldn't have lost that game and they would be in the midst of having won six or seven straight, I might think Baltimore was the best.
The Lions did beat the Chiefs 24-23 in the preseason, though. So
I'm not counting that.
They beat them a game one last year.
Yeah, that was
on opening night.
And then they didn't get a chance to play them in the Super Bowl. So maybe that –
it's because Dan Campbell had too many people reporting as wide receivers.
Yeah, I do think, Kevin, that these are going to probably be the two teams that we're looking at.
Okay. This one is
and
going.
We'll find out who's the best.
Okay. I guess
somebody has to win.
Yeah. Sometimes the best team doesn't win.
That is true. Now, this is the craziest stat I can tell you about the Lions. They're the only team since at least 1940. And then they just quit researching. In a 6-game span, has more touchdowns than incompletions. Think about that. In 6 games. Jared Goff had 24 incompletions and the team scored 28 touchdowns. That is bananas.
Who put together Dan Campbell's staff? Did Dan Campbell do it?
I would assume.
Him and his GM worked very closely together to build this thing, and they both had the same vision. Like that's the reality of what they've done is they came together and they had the exact same vision for what they wanted to accomplish.
Okay.
But yes, he had a lot of say in who he brought in because he played with Aaron Glenn when he was here in Dallas. And he knows Aaron Glenn's one of those smart minds that played for Parcells. So he had a lot of respect for him, and he's Aaron Glenn's gotten better since he's added talent. Every time they draft and add talent, he gets better as a defensive play caller. Now, Ben Johnson, I'm not quite sure. I don't know how that came about.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Packers are the most overrated team in the NFL. Now, here's the reason why I want to throw this out there. Just quick hit, tell me if this is a like marquee game or not. Eagles? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Colts?
Okay.
They're solid.
Yes or no?
Yes.
You think?
No.
Okay. Titans?
No.
Vikings?
Oh. Yes.
Rams?
Yes. Well, when did they play the Rams?
1, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago.
Nope.
Okay. Cardinals?
No,
they're 5-4.
That is true. They're getting better.
I'm gonna say yes.
Okay. All right. That actually might change this dynamic. Texans.
Yes.
Okay. Jags and Lions.
No.
Yes.
All right.
No. Yes. And then yes.
So for those marquee games, they played the Eagles, lost. Vikings, lost. Lions, lost. Now they did beat the Texans, and then if you want to include the Cardinals, that's two really good back-to-back wins there. So that might change.
I mean, I wouldn't say great, but they are 5-4. Now, maybe they end the season 7-10, but right now.
And that was my curiosity. So the Packers are 6-3, but they went up against the Lions. And look, I know the Packers shot themselves in the foot, but they got worked in that game. It was 24-3, like late in the third quarter. So do you think the Packers could be the most overrated team in the NFL?
I don't.
Okay.
They are a passing team though.
True.
And that was a bad rain passing game. You know, like that was doo-doo. But man, at the same time, those things happen. That's elements in the game.
Now, Jordan Love, since you brought it up, he's an interception in 7 straight games.
Yeah.
He throws
the ball a lot.
Who do you think holds the record for most consecutive?
Matt Schaub.
Quincy Carter.
Dak Prescott.
With the Packers.
Oh, with the Packers.
Brett Favre.
Yes, Brett Favre.
Aaron Rodgers.
This is the longest. No.
He loved throwing the ball.
This is the longest interception run in consecutive games.
Defense he was going against. No wonder.
Doesn't matter.
What's a dime defense?
Who cares? How can I subvert money to
guess
the volleyball
on drugs
arena?
Or something. I don't know.
NFL overreaction or reality. Anthony Richards'
son.
Okay. Will get. Anthony Richards' son.
Oh, Anthony Richards.
Will get unbenched in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, unbenched.
That's the phrase I'm going to go with. He's going to be unbenched. They're going to be like, We saw it. We gave it a shot. Never mind.
Yeah.
Richardson, you're back in.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Bills, Jets, Lions. That's what's going on for them in the next three games. And I think the Bills can make him look bad, Flacco look bad. The Jets defense can make him look bad too. And then the Lions can as well. And they'll just go, you know what? We need to let this guy grow.
NFL overreaction or reality. Doug Peterson will be the next head coach fired during the season.
I don't think another coach gets fired during the season unless you're talking about the last 2 weeks of the season.
Okay.
Just to like get a head start on, yeah, on the teams sense. That are going to fire. Like Mike McCarthy's getting fired. We all know it. Jerry's not going to say it. We all know it.
It does appear that way.
Or not brought back. His contract wasn't renewed.
Does Antonio Pierce get another run at this thing? I mean, it's 1 year, but the Raiders are a weird organization.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. If you believe he's Dan Campbell-ish, I don't know if he is or not. Didn't Dan Campbell start off pathetic and people were like, this guy's a moron?
I always think you should get more than a year, but when he said the Raiders are a weird franchise, yeah. I was like, that's a fair point.
And, like, I felt like they didn't really even want him, but Max Crosby was like, do it or I'm out of here.
Yeah.
The other thing is, Stefanski just gave up play calling duties. Are the people in Cleveland blaming Deshaun Watson for all their woes? Or are they like, come on, dude. Like, I know he just gave up play calling duties, and usually that's kind of the trajectory, is you give up play calling duties and then you're on your way out if things don't get better. So I don't know, man.
All right. You'll think this question is more positive then.
Fine.
Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson will be the next head coach of the Cowboys. Now, the reason why I bring that up is I was looking at the betting odds. He's second on the list behind
Belichick.
Not Belichick. Belichick's actually third now, believe it or not, behind Mike Vrabel. So it goes Mike Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Bill Belichick.
They love Mike Vrabel.
By the way, Cliff Kingsbury is fifth on that list.
Yeah, don't do that.
I want it to be John Stephen Jones.
You know, Kevin, there was a time.
Let's Jones it up. Let's just all Jones it.
There was a time when Colin Quinn.
I like Colin Quinn.
Had a little clip up of the Postman and Kevin Costner, and he said, acty, no directy. And that's what I say for Cliff Kingsbury. Callie, no coachy. All right, call plays, don't coach.
Okay.
So, but Ben Johnson, I don't know what his entire vision is. I just know that offensively, he has the pieces to do what he wants to do.
He had very yellow eyes in the Olympics in '88. I'll tell you that much.
That's a different Ben Johnson. I believe he was Canadian.
Oh.
No, he's talking about a different Ben Johnson.
Yeah, but I mean, he was all in winning. He couldn't have done anything more.
Steroids give you yellow eyes?
I don't know. I'm just saying Ben Johnson in the 88 Olympics tested positive for steroids.
He beat Carl Lewis. Hey.
Up? Or like in a race?
Maybe. Well, he did beat him in the race. Then Carl Lewis got the gold medal because he finished second, so they gave him the gold.
But you feel like fighting a sprinter is kind of difficult because they could just run off.
That's true.
They're like, I can run faster.
You can't run away. Because they're like, I'll just catch you.
I'm a sprinter too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steroids.
All right. We're not doing that right now.
Yellow.
NFL overreaction or reality. Despite a couple of losses, Sam Darnold is still the biggest surprise in the NFL this season.
Sure.
Have you soured on the Sam Darnold story?
It's coming to a close.
Mike gives a hesitant.
I don't want to watch the Vikings play, just to be honest. Like, I get Justin Jefferson's awesome, and then I see Sammy D out there, and I'm like, oh, he's turning back into Sammy D.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. I don't think that's over. I think that's reality.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield's a big surprise, but I think Darnold's record right now shows that he's probably the bigger surprise. And by the way, Kevin, somebody wanted to make sure Mike understands this. McCarthy's not getting fired. He's not getting rehired.
I know. That's the thing.
Rehired. That'll be the.
Yeah. I just always wonder. You know what? This time I'm going to remember to ask. Do you think people care about that distinguishment? Because I know Steven's like, well, we didn't fire him. We just didn't renew his contract. And this time I want to be like, do you think anybody cares or notices what the difference is?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe
that's all about optics, baby. It's all about optics.
Okay,
the way things
I know so much.
Typed in, do steroids give you yellow eyes? That's a real thing he typed
in. And what was the answer?
I didn't see the answer.
Look at blue.
Okay.
Look at what I know.
Yes. Anabolic steroids can cause yellow eyes. This is due to jaundice. Huh.
So it also give you fever. Sirianni into the mix.
Oh God.
Okay, just for that NFL overreaction to reality, do you believe Nick Sirianni was ever on anabolic steroids?
I don't want to.
They don't test for it if you're a coach. Yeah. What does it
matter?
Nor
should they. Who cares? Yeah, you need to coach better because you're on steroids?
I bet you
can. Maybe you could.
You run into the locker room, you start lifting weights. Everybody's like, I got to.
You tell me he hasn't had roid rage on the sideline. Yeah. When he's yelling at fans.
So he throws a tablet on the ground, it disintegrates.
Yeah. He eats that tablet for breakfast.
And the team, players are just like, if I don't get in line.
You probably swallow tablets for breakfast if you're on like drugs to help you out instead of eating them.
He might rip out my aorta. Like,
I'm really going to hope for your help here. Will you go ahead and play the mystery clip of the day?
Yes!
I know full well this might actually make things worse, though.
No, I think we needed a mood change here.
Yes, absolutely. Sir. Thank you very much.
Go get Rangers.
Okay. All right, go get Rangers.
All right.
Yes!
Yes!
I love it.
No.
That's my manager right there. That's my manager.
What an embarrassing moment that was.
Texas Rangers World Series champion Ranger right there. Rangers manager. I
remember
it.
Even before that when he goes, that's funny.
Yeah. Now maybe next year, Kevin, you'll come up with something else like that. It's embarrassing to you, but it's great for us. We're not making fun of you. We were just trying to get the team to rally.
It'll
be
the thing you're remembered for.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I mean, I guess it's better than something horrible. Like. Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a kid out of wedlock. We're the KNC masterpiece.
Yeah, that's not horrible.
No, he's okay. A good kid. That's a good kid.
They don't call you the bastard, Dad.
Jesus. Come
on. I don't think that's a fair name for the child. Right. Like we.
Yeah, that's why we called him Brandon and not that. Thanks, Mike. We got.
Like, who came up with that name? That's a tough one for the kid.
It sounds bad. Yeah.
We got Mike.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, you're the one that had the, out of wedlock and everything. Like,
yes, I know, Mike.
But then they put the name on the kid.
Mm-hmm. It does seem unfair, doesn't it?
What is the dad called?
We got it. Mike likes it coming up in just a second. But before that,
let's give something away.
The biological, I think.
877-881-1053. Make sure you bother and call right now to win a pair of tickets to see the Cowboys play the Eagles at AT&T Stadium on Sunday. These tickets, love them, courtesy of Miller Lite. They're also a big part of our Buffalo Wild Wings Friday football feast. Caller number 10 right now, 877-881-1053. And now, Mike likes it.
Corey.
Yes, Mike.
Alec.
Yes, Mike.
Alec needs to answer the phone.
Oh, yeah, the 10th caller. They get to go to a great game.
He's got
to
focus.
Come on, Mike!
Well, they have to go. If they called, they have to go.
They're excited if they called.
Yeah. And good for them.
Or they're like, man, I could sell these.
They didn't have anything to do on Sunday. They get to do something now.
Once again, a promotional effort that I feel like is a slam dunk that you decided.
You get to go for free.
Okay. That is cool.
Is parking included?
Just get on with your segment.
Okay. All right. So I feel like there's a lot of tension in the air right now.
Just in this room or just okay?
God, no.
Are you suggesting to ease the tension?
I want to take the tension off.
Everybody in this room.
I want to take that tension and throw it out the window.
Kevin, he just wants you to sit back, close your eyes, take your shirt off. And
what part of this makes this you think down? It's going to help me take a load off? This segment actively pisses me off.
If you took off all your clothes right now, okay? I'm just trying to, picture you taking all your clothes off. And then.
No thanks.
Put on the wildest outfit you've ever worn again.
Oh, yeah. What is the
wildest
outfit? What's
the wildest outfit you've ever worn?
Okay.
Do you want me to go first or do you know?
No, I have an answer.
All right. Let's get wild.
When I got thin for a bit,
uh-huh.
Then it backfired. Me and Brandon wore Christmas suits, and I think I wore the Christmas tree, like, all green suit, and he wore the all blue snowman suit, and we, like, wore it to our family Christmas Eve gathering. People loved it.
That is awesome. Yeah, that is a wild looking
outfit. That's a wild outfit, Kevin. How do you feel right now? Does he hear that relaxing tone right there? Is that, just let the breath out? I feel like I'm a therapist right now.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you would do as a therapist?
Beautifully.
There's no way.
Because he doesn't have to think about it. He's just trying to help you take a load off.
You're laughing. Yeah. I got you to laugh. You haven't been laughing this whole show.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Keep thinking about the Cowboys and Mingo and
Economy.
Cooper Rush and the Cowboys and the Mavericks 4-3. Look where we're at now. We're
Wyatt
laughing
Johnston
and having
not
a good time.
Living up to...
Yeah, Wyatt Johnston.
Yeah.
What's his deal?
Yeah.
He probably just needs to take a load off.
Yeah, they were 4-0 and you jinxed the crap out of them. All right. Corey, is there anything that you wore that was wild after you took off all your clothes? You put on something wild?
It was not as... I didn't put on much clothes.
But all right. This is good.
Have you ever seen Borat?
Oh, yeah. No. Did you
high
do
five?
That?
See where he puts the thing up over his shoulder with Speedo, and he pulls it all the way up. And I walked out and probably terrified the kids just a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. And you didn't have anything on underneath that?
What was I supposed to wear underneath that, Kevin?
He doesn't wear things underneath regular clothes.
Yeah, well, that's
a good point.
Why would I do that?
I mean, right now, those jeans are touching skin.
Okay, you know what? Underneath it, I did have a pair of cowboy boots on. If that was underneath the Speedo. So, not like connected to the body, but on my feet.
All right. So, Kevin, just this so you can so relax terrible. A little bit more. When I was with the Cleveland Indians, we had our trip where we had to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we didn't get to pick our stuff. We get back to our locker after the game's over. We're traveling to Minnesota, and I don't have any clothes in my locker.
Uh-huh.
And then they hand you an outfit, and I had to wear a woman's, suit. So,
like a pantsuit? Or
yeah,
like
a pantsuit,
okay.
All right. But it was old school. They had to go to a thrift shop or something. So it was tealish was the color.
Mm-hmm. Shoulder pads?
I don't remember, but I remember the blouse, which was kind of pearl or creamish color.
Yeah.
It didn't really fit me. So my whole chest and belly button was exposed because it couldn't get to the button part.
Mm.
And then I put on the teal pants, and it was kind of itchy.
Mm.
And then I put on the teal jacket, and I don't think they made like a 44 long or regular for me in a woman's thing. So it was very tight. So I wore a tight-fitting woman's suit with a blouse. It was kind of silky. It did mm-hmm. that at least felt good on my body.
Did
it
you feel
just
powerful?
Didn't fit.
You feel powerful as
and then I had to wear a beehive wig that was kind of pinkish.
And what does that mean? Your hair like went real really high?
Yeah.
Like Marge Simpson.
Like the Bart Simpson show.
Her name's Marge.
Margie.
Nope.
Margish.
I don't know if he's ever called her Margie.
Margarine.
I think that's what it's short for, Michael.
Hey.
Yeah.
I would just want to tell everybody thank you so much for listening to this show and making it super popular. I don't always understand why you do. But all I appreciate
right.
it.
Because it helps
listen.
Everybody take
yeah.
a load off. Everybody's talking about crazy things today because of the last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm just trying to like,
smile.
You know,
mm-hmm.
let me ask you this, Kevin.
He wanted to say it, but he stopped short of saying it.
Mm-hmm. Are you in a job right now where you get to ask questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ask too many questions.
Huh.
Let me ask the questions. Because I need you to take a load off.
Mr. Spittle, Mr. Collins, I want to let you know I'm doing my best.
Hey, here's a question for you, Kevin. I'm going to change the roles around. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
All right, here's the question. What's a silly question you'd ask someone famous? If you ever had a job where you got to interview somebody famous, Kevin.
We interview people that are famous all the time.
What would be a silly question you'd ask? Like how many tablets are on a football team?
You did ask Steven.
That's not even funny. That's not even funny.
You asked Stephen Jones that. He's famous.
You know what, Kevin?
Are you embarrassed?
You're a pill. Get it? Oh. Tablets, pills, similar.
I would ask them if they have any job openings. That's honestly what I would ask them at this point. Huh? I would beg the Rangers to take me.
How are you feeling, Kevin? What's the silliest
Whatever
question
gets us
ever
away
asked?
From this is
from the
my
903,
answer.
My load has been taken off because of this segment.
Thank you. That's from our the job 817, today. There's no basketball. They intentionally quit basketball last night.
That was yesterday, yeah.
The 817.
Yeah, I know. We can't talk basketball in this segment. They took a load off last night.
The world is a better place today. You guys helped.
So,
Mike's doing.
If you don't want to answer, Kevin, service. If it's too hard to think right now because you didn't get good sleep, Corey,
I did stay up really.
What's
late.
The silliest question you've ever asked someone famous?
hit the drop again.
Are you embarrassed? That's not the silliest one. That was serious.
There's a little crackage in your voice there.
That's just how I talk. The
I think were you nervous? Like right as you were saying embarrassed, there's a little bit of nerves. It's okay. I get nervous.
No, I was. I really wanted to say it a certain way. I wanted this real serious, like sit down CBS 60 Minutes moment, and it just didn't turn out that way.
What's your point?
The the silliest question though is the diagonal cut hamburger question. I think that one we asked to a lot of people. John Daniels was one of them.
Yes.
And he goes, "Hold on, you mean like a circle?" And I was like, "Yes." And I was dead serious. And he eventually. I think John Blake liked it even more though. I think he thought it was really funny. So I always go to that one. Have you thought of a serious or one? A silly question?
You want me to go now? Are you still thinking?
No, why don't you go, Mike?
Hey, first question.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm asking another question before
you
guys.
Alec, he's
really.
Off the phone
I
now.
Feel like my funniest question I asked, but it was also serious, was I asked Patrick Mahomes at the Super Bowl as he's getting ready for the draft, do you guys practice defense at Texas Tech?
No. Your funniest question then was another Chiefs-based question when you asked the owner of the Chiefs, Clark Hunt. Hey, do you ever like kind of wish maybe Shane something Bouchelle. Would happen so Shane Bouchelle could get
man.
Into the game? That's
good
a real
question
he asked.
He got really mad.
By the way, thank you very much to the Hunt family for providing us with an autographed Patrick Mahomes jersey. I have it. It looks nice.
I just noticed this on you, Kevin. You're wearing a bracelet.
That's true.
What is this bracelet for?
Okay.
Looks like beads.
I feel like Mike likes it. It's just... Marconi-ish? Yeah. That's what we get here, right?
Mm-hmm. It's an open area.
I always feel like that's some sort of really nice soft cheese.
Mm-hmm. So...
Mascarpone?
Kind of, yeah.
This bracelet...
I want a Marconi. All right, well, we'll go get it. It's next to the cheddar. To make you feel better.
It's on the other side of the Gouda.
I'm just doing Kevin jokes. I'm just trying to make you feel better after last night.
Yeah.
This bracelet, my wife bought one for me, one for her, and one for Brandon. No, I didn't get one. And so it's got
to eat it.
It's got an elephant on here. And so essentially, when you not politically
Where's
motivated,
the donkey?
Mm-hmm.
When you buy one of these, it tracks and helps sponsor like an animal out in the wild. And so like you can track where your elephant goes every day on the website and stuff.
So you
and
can eventually capture them and put them in a zoo so other people can see them.
Keep them in your backyard.
So you can give them food and shelter and water.
Out in
the wild, they might get eaten by lions.
Yeah.
I don't.
Or another elephant.
Think that. I was also going to mention that Derek Lively has been downgraded to doubtful.
That's it.
See? And we need to have a conversation at some point for how long he might be out. But yes, so that's the bracelet. So me, Brandon, and my wife all have a different animal that you can track through the safari.
Wait, hold
stuff.
On, Mike. But when I wanted to buy a star for the show, there was questions raised about why it made sense, why it didn't make sense, the logistics of it. But Kevin has an elephant.
Yeah, I know. I was totally with you.
I didn't buy this bracelet.
There's Kevin just shooting down your ideas, and he was
and somebody's following this elephant 24/7 so you can watch it?
They have like a tracker on the elephant, and I think my wife or Brandon has a rhino, and maybe the other one has a bear.
From the 214, when Corey asked that player if he gets disappointed that Sean Lee gets hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Justin Durant.
Justin Durant. So Sean Lee had just gotten hurt, what, like that day or the day before? And he looks at Justin Durant is in the tent with us in training camp. And he goes, do you ever like, you see Sean Lee got hurt? He's getting taken off the field. And you're like, stay healthy.
Come on, dude.
Or something like that. And Justin Durant goes, he looks right at me. And he goes, man, what's wrong with this dude?
I think he said that after I invited him to the bathtub at the beach house. Yeah, I think that's what that was.
Well, Kevin, my time is up. Hopefully, I've taken your load off if you're listening.
Please don't say it like that.
And you're relaxed and you're laughing. And I'd like for you to grade this on a scale of 1 to 10. Kevin, you shut your mouth. I would like for you to grade this on a scale of 1 to 10. What you thought of Mike Likes It on YouTube and on Twitch as I'm on there. If you want to do the fan text thing, there's a number you can do it there too.
877-881-1053.
And congratulations to the guy or girl who won those Cowboys tickets. I hope you have a blast.
I believe that the winner was Oscar in Farmers Branch. Oh,
that's a long drive. I hope you make it there on time.
Congratulations,
it's Oscar. Drive. You get to go see the Dallas Cowboys.
I was just going to say Oscar could just put on all the Mike Takes a Load Off podcasts. And
so far,
dude, Oscar's going to be fine.
Bigfoot Mullet has voted a 10. Ginger Beard, 10. I got two 10s. I feel like Dominique in Chicago in the 88 slam dunk competition.
Well, that means he lost. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm not wrong. Coming up next,
he did lose.
It's time for the C block. Sorry, Corey Majors.
No. Two more tens. Who's going to screw me over?
We'll let Mike give a better example on the other side.
This dude gave me a 69.
But you know,
not even on the board.
The Cowboys have no identity. What kind of team do you want them to be? We'll try and figure that out next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.